I got you, baby. Hold on.
Agony burned a track from the slit in Vinny's eyelids to the base of his brainstem. Pure reflex drove his head back under the soft thing and away from the light. Animal whines of pain squeezed out of his throat. A light weight landed on his back and moved in a circle, rubbing gently.
Shh. You're gonna be all right. Let me get the curtains.
Even under the blankets or pillows or whatever he'd pulled over his head, Vinny could sense the evil demon light dimming. Acid burned in his throat as the mattress rocked when a heavy weight dropped next to him. A groan pushed past his teeth.
Easy. Sorry about that. I had to shower some of the stink off me. Didn't think there was a chance in hell you'd wake up before I got back.
Dying, he managed to croak out. God, was this even his own room? Where was he? The pillowcase under his face smelled like flowers. Not his room.
I've got some coke and a couple of Tylenol here. Poke your head out, little turtle, and let's get you better.
No. Bad. Ibuprofen.
What, honey?
The sweet, musical voice was patience personified. Who was calling him honey? Sure as shit wasn't Austin, who probably wouldn't care if Vinny died right here in this bed, wherever the hell it was. He cleared his throat, registering the ache in it with blank curiosity. Sickness? Inadvisable deep-throating attempts? Not Tylenol. Liver. Bad. If he had to explain what acetaminophen did to a liver processing what was clearly all of the alcohol on the eastern seaboard, he'd rather take the Tylenol and die of liver damage or kidney disease. A hand found his head and patted it.
You must drink a lot, huh? Hold on, I'll ask my neighbor.
Drink a lot? No, never. Okay, not usually. He listened to the guy leave the room. Guy? Had to be a guy, although the voice was pretty high-pitched and sweet-sounding. But Vinny hadn't gone back to a girl's room since one brutally clear experiment at boarding school sophomore year put an end to any question about the gay thing. It'd be pretty damn hilarious if wrecking himself over his best friend falling in love with someone else ended with Vinny finding himself in bed with some sorority girl. Click. Chunk. Door opening. Closing. Soft footsteps and a lighter weight on the edge of the mattress this time.
Got your ibuprofen, honey. Room's pretty dim. Wanna stick your head out and take your medicine?
Not really. The pillow lifted off his head. His eyes were crusty, lashes stuck together with sleep and what might be the remnants of tears. Fuck. Must have been a stellar night. Vinny managed to pry one eye open long enough to make out the dark-skinned man who knelt on the floor next to the bed, resting one arm on the mattress and wearing an untied robe that looked silky. Tall, even on his knees. Slim, but with visible muscle under the form-fitting long-sleeved t-shirt. Close-cut hair. Pretty eyes with long lashes, and lips that shone even in the dim light. Vinny kept his eyes on his host while palming the ibuprofen into his mouth and taking a sip of the coke. The cracked, dry skin of his lips eased with the cool wetness until his mouth could move more normally. The man who was currently saving his life smiled and nodded his approval as Vinny swallowed. His shiny mouth was impossible to stop staring at. The deep curve of his lower lip thick and tempting. Stop staring at his mouth. Lip gloss? Vinny croaked out, passing the glass back. The man set the glass on the floor.
Well, I'm not going to knock on my neighbor's door looking like something the cat banged last night after 10 too many beers, the person answered primly.
Vinny was pretty sure that was a slam. Maybe he would care if it weren't for the fact that he was dying. An ache built in his belly. Dying and yet still needing to piss. Didn't seem fair. Bathroom.
You think? All right. We can give it a try.
The covers were yanked off him with one sharp tug, which was the moment Vinny realized he was naked. As in, totally without clothes from shoulders to bare feet, with his cock hanging out in between.
My clothes?
He asked desperately, pulling the covers back up.
Over there, the man said with a tip of his head toward the desk, a small smile dancing on his mouth.
His lips were broad and sculpted and pink. Vinny kept staring at how shiny they were.